Impulses and Perspectives, the DIKT expert talk hosted by Nikolai Bear.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of Impulses and Perspectives, the DIKT expert talk. Today, joining us, Kevin Petz from Edmonton, Canada. Kevin has been in the business for over 30 years, and since 12 years, he's also an entrepreneur. He has been a president of large companies, nationwide financial institutions, software companies, and now he's also a business coach and helping other companies to grow. Mm-hmm. Kevin, what's the situation right now? How can you help people in this crisis?
Yes. You know, it's very interesting because one of the things that I'm telling people to do, first of all, is be safe. Make sure that you, your family, your people are in a position where they're safe. For many of you, that means stay home. For many others of you that will still need to be working, then to make sure that you have the resources and the tools and the procedures and processes in place to maximize your safety and to maximize the safety of your clients and the community that you're affecting. The next thing I'm going to ask, I'm asking all of my businesses to do is to go deeper. You know, we are not just in it. This is not just an economic situation. This is a humanitarian situation. And what I'm asking them to do is to go deeper, dig deeper into what your clients need right now. A lot of times what you're offering may not be exactly what they need. Right now, people are needing essential things. You know, as I've often said, you can't feed a starving man philosophy. You need to provide bread, milk, eggs, veggies, whatever you need, but they need basic substantive things. And right now, for a lot of our clients, they're going to need basic substantive things. And so it may not be obvious to you exactly what it is that you can offer, and it may be, but what I'm suggesting is that there may be other things that you can offer people right now that go beyond what you would normally consider. For instance, maybe you have contacts. Maybe you know somebody who, maybe you have a fleet of trucks. You know, you're in the hardware distribution, you know, and you have a fleet of trucks, and maybe your trucks aren't busy right now, but they could be delivering essential goods and services for someone else. Maybe you have a contact, someone in another field that might be able to connect with someone. So what I'm suggesting is go deeper in understanding the resources that you have. You know, they're beyond just your products and services. It's the intellectual capital. It's the experience of your people. You might have people who understand how to sew, you know, and there could be a people who would be collecting, you know, cotton shirts, and we could be turning those into masks for non-medical masks for people, for example, just one example. Because it right now, we have to understand what it is that people really are needing. You know, and it, so when you're thinking about what you can offer, I want you to think about it from your client's perspective, but also go bigger. You know, what does your community need right now? How could you be assistance to your community as well? How could you be assistant to what your country needs right now? You know, my generation, we didn't go through a war. You know, and a lot of us haven't had that experience. Thank God that we haven't been through those kinds of things. But this might be our moment. You know, I was just recently going back over the experience of Winston Churchill, you know, when Britain was bombed and it was in rubbles. And he had this one speech where he said, they're going to look back on us in 1,000 years. And right now they will say, this is our finest hour. You know, is this our finest hour? Is this our opportunity to come together as a species, as people, as all of us are allies, and say to one another, we are allied, and I will help you, and I'll do whatever I can to help you. So that we can think back that when this is done, we can think back and say, what did we do? How did we help? How did we contribute? So think about your clients deeply, deeply. What can you do? How can you help them? Right now, it's not necessarily about selling as much as it is. How can you really assist? How can you really help? The second thing is, what can you do in your community? Is there things that you might be able to do? You know, I was thinking of, you know, business coaches. What is a business coach going to do in this particular type of situation? Well, actually, quite a lot, right? There are connections that I'm using right now to source products from China, services, medical products from China. There are business expertise that we can bring together and link people together to form different partnerships that will allow them to manufacture stuff or to sell stuff or distribute stuff for people that people really need right now. So your clients, your community, what does your country need too? You know, how can you be of service? And even if you can't be of service right now, even if you're really stumped and you can't do that, who can you encourage? Who can you reach out to? Who could you shine a light on to inspire them, to help them to do more? So what I'm asking you to, I'm asking those people, and I'm asking myself these same questions is, how do I help and protect my family? How do I help and protect my clients? How do I help and protect my community? And how do I help and protect my country? Because I really think it's that basic now, where it's not an economic situation, it's an existential situation. And but so once we understand,
business owners is existential right now because they lose all their contracts and they don't know how to pay their associates.
Yes.
So first of all, they have to look into their own financials then they probably could offer help to others.
Absolutely. So in that regard, and I've just finished a series on that as well. In that regard, you really do need to look at what you can sell or offer now that would be valuable, okay, to people, because there will be things, maybe it's not as quite as apparent, but there will be things that you can do. Okay. The second thing is that you have to manage your cash. You have to get your liquidity to a situation where you understand, taking a look at your expenses and what your revenue is coming in. Now, your revenues might not be your traditional sources of revenues. There may be some government subsidies that you need to access. There may be some other sources of revenue. You may have to access lines of credit. You may have access other sources of cash that you wouldn't normally have to access. And then to skinny down your expenses to match those revenues. There's lots of negotiations going on. There's everyone everywhere understands the situation that we're in right now. So negotiating with landlords, negotiating with suppliers, negotiating with distributors, etc. Everybody understands that this is the time that we're all going to need to cooperate for the mutual benefit of all of our existence. And so everybody understands to an extent. Some will understand it better than others. But I think this is the time when you need to be negotiating. And this is the time when you negotiate yourself, not only for now, but also for later, to start to be able to plan for coming out of it as well. Right.
So would you recommend to have all people still on board, or to send some home or lay off people, and better to keep them in the company and try to think for your clients and for the community what to help?
I think each situation needs to be assessed on its own merit. You know, certain companies will have the liquidity to be able to do that. Others won't. And so it doesn't do anybody good if your company is defunct. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to understand, how do I protect myself, my family, my clients, my staff, right? And for some, it will mean temporary layoffs. For some, it might mean permanent layoffs. For others, but what it means is that you do need to come down to where you have a match of revenue to expenses as well as you possibly can, okay? Because you're going to need whatever cash reserves that you had to be able to last this through. We don't know how long this could take. This could take weeks, months, and then there could be a second wave. So the idea is, what we have to do now is we have to make sure that we're managing the cash, our liquidity, in such a way that it will allow us to come out the other side. Listen, this will be the largest economic adjustment in our history, the quickest economic adjustment in our history. But it should also be the quickest snapback in history as well. There's $5 trillion among the G20 that's going in to support the economy. And as we start to come out of this, that cash is going to start to really multiply. And so there should be a quite a demand surge coming out of this as well. So it's not only surviving for now, but it's preparing for the future.
So now a lot of companies are first time using video conference, home office, and using more digital tools. Do you think that's a part of a digital revolution we are now in the midst of?
I think if there is a silver lining out of this, I think the silver lining is that it has now leapfrogged many companies into a level of productivity that they weren't availing themselves of in the past. Think about how quickly you can meet someone now. Think about how quickly it's no longer necessary to get on a plane every time. You can really grab some attention and you really come to some conclusions with potential clients or partners by just reaching out to them. And people will have accepted this now because we've all used it. We've all come to understand that this is a normal and acceptable way to do business. And in fact, in many cases, desirable because of the cost savings that it implies. So I think there's some real opportunities here for people. I think there's some real opportunities for people to embrace technology even further than this and to integrate it both into their offline and online strategies. So it is really pulling people, kicking and screaming in many ways into 2020 and what's available to them now. So they're coming out of this, they may see that their expenses are permanently reduced, but they can still maintain the prior productivity, at least as it comes to marketing and sales.
What do you think, Kevin, concerning discipline now in these times? Some people are really disparate and do nothing or really have really problems doing anything. How important is personal discipline in these times?
I think it's absolutely essential. But what I'm saying is if you need motivation, all you need to do is to just look beyond yourself. Look around. There's so many ways that I think people can actually engage and be helpful. If there's one thing that I'm telling my clients, for those people who literally can't sell, if you can't sell right now, look for ways to be helpful. Just look for ways to help your clients. Look for ways to help your community. Just look for ways to be helpful. You know, you will find or look for ways to encourage others who are helpful. Both of those things would be very, very helpful. And I think you'll find that coming out of this, people will remember. They know who treated them well. They know who were helpful. They know who were really valuable to them. They will not forget that.
So your advice is keep a steady schedule. Get up in the morning, talk to your teams, try to motivate them, try to find new ways to talk to your customers and find out what they really need. The company as well as the people.
Yes. Yeah, I think for most people, you need to, like, for instance, if you've got a situation where you're working from home, right? I think more than ever, it's important to get up, keep a schedule, keep communications, stay with them, because they're going to need that type of encouragement. So you need a discipline to be able to manage in a distributed environment. And it's different from having everybody at the office. In many ways, I found with my team, is it's actually, in many ways, it can be more productive. There are certain drawbacks, of course, but in many ways, it's more productive because there's less distraction coming in. So there's a better opportunity to concentrate. But it's all about making sure that your team, you know, has the right environment in their home, that they keep a schedule, that you ask of them certain hours. And of course, you need to be flexible. I mean, with kids being out of school and things like this, there may be flexibility that you need to keep, say, cut them some slack. But absolutely, I think that that's something that you would need to keep as close a discipline as you would to mimic the office that you had before. And perhaps you don't need the same hours, perhaps you don't need, but you do need the same intention. In other words, we're here, we're going to be productive, we're going to be helpful and useful to our clients and to our community.
What would be the first step you would recommend to someone if the crisis is over?
I think that what I would do is I would start to reach out to my clients, and particularly the ones that I had been reaching out to all along and offering and making things. What I would be reaching out to them is saying, okay, what is it that you need now? Okay, how can we help you get restarted? What do you need in terms of supplies, resources, expertise, whatever it is that you supply? And then making whatever deals you can to kickstart that relationship again. Because I think people will have a pent-up demand. There will be a significant amount of pent-up demand. Start with your best clients. Well, I would say start with your best clients, the ones that were most integral to your business, making sure even during these times that you're keeping a great relationship with them. And then as you start to see, as you're coming out of it, you know, making plans with them and for them as well. that will dictate your order flow will dictate, you know, how quickly you bring back people on to full time, how much capacity that you need, et cetera. So it all starts first with the marketing and the sales. It all starts first with business development, and then your capacity flows from that.
Do you think a lot of people have to adjust their business model after the crisis now? Will people travel as much as beforehand? Do they should transfer more into the digital world?
I think we're going to see quite a shift in a lot of things. I think the travel industry is going to be transformed. I think the hospitality industry will be transformed. I think how we're doing business now, much of that will carry forward. And I think we're still going to travel. I think we're still going to attend seminars, et cetera. We may find it's much more of a combination. So we won't be traveling as much. Instead, we'll be reaching out more immediately. And so you can pull people together, maybe smaller groups. You could have smaller groups from which are highly expandable from maybe 10 to 1,000 people. But the fact is you can set them up in an instant. And you can invite people in an instant. So information, new technology, innovation can all be distributed at the speed of electrons, right? Rather than waiting for something to actually convene in a hotel, grabbing everybody together, etc. Now, the downside of that is at most of these conventions, it's the meeting after the meeting where a lot of stuff gets done. And so that's what I'm saying is I think there will still be a mix of both. I just don't think there will be as many. And I think we'll take speed and immediacy and add that to the mix through technology. And then we'll have the opportunity to actually meet physically again. I think that will still be there. I just don't think it'll be as much.
And there are also new ways of communication. I've seen this app. It's called House Party. So yes. You could do the after work party with something like Good. House Party then.
You certainly can.
The next invention.
Yeah, in one of my companies, the technology company, we have a beer o'clock at 6 p.m. on Fridays, virtually. Everybody, all the technicians get together for a hosted party on Zoom, and everybody drinks the beverage of their choice. And it's just an opportunity to be social, and it actually works quite well. And nobody has to drive home.
So you personally are working for a long time with video conferences. You have clients all over the world. What really changed for you?
What changed for me was the offering that I offered my clients. And that was to get more essential about what they needed right now. And so what it was about was for a lot of my clients was about survival. It was about managing liquidity. It was about, you know, getting the companies to realize what products, services, expertise, resources they had that mattered in this environment, not in the regular environment, but in this one. And it's surprising when you bring the thought process together, when you bring your people together to really discover what it is our people need right now, what can we do to help them? You'll find a lot of times you'll discover things that may have been dormant. There may be dormant expertise, dormant opportunities within your company that can matter not only to the other people right now, but also in the future. And so I think we'll see a lot of companies pivoting. They may be blending more technology. I think we'll see a lot of companies that have come up with new products and services out of this as well. So, you know, the old saying, necessity is the mother of invention, right? But more importantly, I think they're going to see that they're going to have a new meaning to their work. They're going to start to understand, you know, I'll give you an example. My son is a warehouseman in a grocery company in Edmonton. And I sent him a note on Skype the other day and said, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you, how much I appreciate the work you're doing, how critical you are to the supply chain, and how important your work is. And he sent me back a note, as my son will only do, and said, yeah, no praise needed. I know without me, we're all hooped. So I think we're going to start to appreciate, you know, our supply chains a little more. We're going to start to appreciate what that means to us and start to understand as a community, you know, how we need to manage and lever this. Because here's the thing. This probably will come back again. And so next time, they caught us off guard this time, they shouldn't catch us off guard twice. Right. So how are we doing? How are we helping our community prepare? And how are my businesses going to be prepared for the next time around? Okay.
Liquidity is probably an important factor in the future. So yep. How long would you recommend should a business have liquidity for such a case? Well, we probably will never have such a big case again, but.
Right. Yes. You know, it's really hard to say. And I would typically say in this type of situation, 6 months liquidity makes sense. You know, and if you're less capital intensive, maybe less, you know, maybe if you're a capital intensive business, maybe more. But I would suggest that probably 6 months makes sense in this type of environment. Typically, you wouldn't necessarily want that much capital, you know, not producing the ROI that you're normally used to make. But these are extraordinary times, you know, and like I said, this may be just round one. So we need to make sure that we're prepared. And so there are many different sources of liquidity as well. I mean, this would be the time that I would be talking to, setting up what I call alternate strategies for liquidity. Many of you may not need it, but there are many that might, you know, you might want to look at, you know, additional investors. You might want to look at lending facilities, non-traditional lending facilities like factoring, adding additional, bank lines or operating lines of credit as well. So there will be, as we start to come out of this, that might be the time as well to start to look at how does my liquidity situation stack up? Do I have access? Maybe I don't have it in my bank account, but do I have access to 6 months liquidity? So if this does come again, I have a way through this.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin. So all the business people out there, first look for your own health, look for your employers, and then look for your customers. How can you help them? And we all hope that it soon will be better. Yes. And we will soon overcome this crisis and stay safe. And thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
The DIKT Expert Talk is produced by the German Institute for Communication and Media Training. You can find the DIKT's advanced training offerings at www.medientraining-institute.de.